Nonstop music, 99.5 WLOL. Bette Midler with the song number 27 on our Countdown 89, a remake of Wind Beneath My Wings. Hey, if you're out partying tonight, and a lot of us are, and you have too much to drink, we'll do the smart thing. There's one number out there that can save you tonight. It's SoberCab, 588-2771. Did I get that right? 2771. Easy number. WLOL. Proud to work with SoberCab again this New Year's Eve. So remember, have a great time, but if you drink, don't drive, okay? SoberCab is available, 588-2771. Meantime, the countdown continues with song number 26. It was Billboard Magazine's number one song of 89, but it actually peaked at number one in the last week of 88. So that's why Chicago's song, You're Not Alone, is at number 26 on Countdown 89. Nonstop music, 99.5 WLOL, Chicago with their only entry in Countdown 89. It's You're Not Alone at number 26. Well, New Kids Fever hit its peak in 89. One Chicago radio station actually had 12 New Kids songs in rotation at once. It didn't get quite that bad here, but this is their fourth of five songs in Countdown 89. Here's Hangin' Tough, the New Kids on the Block at number 25 for 1989 at WLOL. Nonstop music, 99.5 WLOL, hanging in at number 25. The New Kids on the Block with Hangin' Tough on Countdown 89. Countdown 89, by the way, is being brought to you this year by Applause. Give them a hand, the number one stop for music in the Twin Cities. We're at number 24. Now, when Richard Marx turned in his latest album, Repeat Offender, into the record company, they gave it back to him and said, there's not a hit on the album, pal, but we still love you. Well, Richard took it back when he added it. When he brought it back, he added a couple of tunes, like our number 24 song on Countdown 89. The record company said, now this is a smash, kid. We still love you. Here's Satisfied from Richard Marx. It's at number 24 on Countdown 89. Nonstop music, 99.5 WLOL. Richard Marx must be satisfied with his spot on Countdown 89. That was song number 24. I'm John Drew, and we are counting them down toward a number one song of 1989, the end of a great decade. We'll pick it up with number 23. Michael Morales dubbed his voice on this song 64 times. He said he had to because he wanted it to sound like a choir, but he didn't want it to sound like anybody but himself. No ego problem here. Well, choir or not, I got to admit he does sound great. At number 23 on Countdown 89, Michael Morales, and Who Do You Give Your Love To?
Who Do You Give Your Love To?
Nonstop music, 99.5 WLOL. We're at song number 23 on Countdown 89. That was Texas-born Michael Morales and Who Do You Give Your Love To? I'm John Drew. We're live at the Hyatt. Counting them down to the number one song of the year. The top 99 songs of 1989 are determined through your record sales, your requests, and Twin Cities airplay. Well, it took Janet Jackson 2 years to record Rhythm Nation 1814, almost all of which was spent here in the Twin Cities. Now, if you were lucky, you could have seen her in Dayton shopping or even at a movie. The 2 years of work paid off for Janet, too, because her song Miss You Much went to number one in 1989, and it's number 22 for the year on WLOL's Countdown 89. Nonstop music, 99.5 WLOL, coming in at number 22 on Countdown 89. That's the first single from Janet Jackson's album, Rhythm Nation 1814. Lost me in the numbers part there. I'm John Drew. Happy New Year, everybody. We're live at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis, but we are not the only happening spot tonight. Proof of which lies out at Hot Shots in Burnsville. It's our own Kelly Fox.
I can't believe I made it back. People were carrying me on the dance floor. It is just pandemonium out here. We're ringing in the new year. 35W South to 13 North. Doug, the manager, says, hey, we can squeeze in a few more people before we just exceed the fire code. Okay, go ahead. Happy birthday to Susie Friedman of St. Louis Park. All right, Chris O'Connor, what's happening over at the Heartthrob?
Kelly Fox, this is absolutely wild in downtown St. Paul. I mean, downtown St. Hardy. Sarah came over from Minneapolis. Sarah
is live from the Hyde. Bon Jovi played for two sold-out shows here in the Twin Cities this year. And WLOL listeners were treated to an exclusive big-time pre-party concert sound check before the second concert. Now, one of the biggest hits of the show was our number 21 song of the year on Countdown 89. Here's Bon Jovi, and I'll be there for you as the countdown continues toward the number one song of 1989 at WLOL.
I guess this time you're really
Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL Bon Jovi with their third hit on Countdown 89. That's I'll Be There For You at number 21. Now here's a song that's really appropriate for a countdown. Baby, Don't Forget My Number. And baby, don't forget that Milli Vanilli has the number 20 song of the year. Doesn't come that darn easy. It's Baby, Don't Forget My Number at Countdown 89.
Baby, don't be shy when you're holding my hand.
Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL at number 20 on Countdown 89. That's Milli Vanilli with their number one smash, Baby, Don't Forget My Number, as we smash into the top 20 for the year at number 19. This song was recorded because the group, they just plain didn't have enough songs for their second album. Their first album was called Once Bitten, and they decided to call their second album Twice Shy. So they pulled out an oldie by Ian Hunter and said, what the hell? Let's toss it in for some fun. Well, it's a lot of fun. So much fun that it landed Great White the number 19 song of the year. It's Once Bitten, Twice Shy on Countdown 89, exclusively on 99.5 WLOL. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL. Great White checks in at number 19 with Once Bitten, Twice Shy on Countdown 89. Live from the Hyatt Regency, downtown Minneapolis, I'm John Drew. It's the end of 89 and the end of a decade. Sit back and listen as your station for the 80s takes you into the 90s. 99.5 WLOL.
WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
We've hit the number 18 spot. Paula Abdul has been keeping herself rather busy. She's recorded an album, produced 5 videos, choreographed a movie, and the Tracy Ullman TV show, and accepted any number of awards for her music. Here's Paula at number 18, Cold Hearted. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL, Paula Abdul with what has been called a song by a chick with an attitude. That's cold-hearted, song number 18 on Countdown 89. Well, over the years, Sweden has imported a number of items to the U.S. There's cars by Volvo and Saab, Swiss chocolate, sweaters, and music. ABBA was the first, and Roxette is the latest Swedish import. Here's the number one song from September, Listen to Your Heart, song number 17 for the year on WLOL's Countdown 89. Music, 99.5 WLOL with Roxette. With their power battle, Listen to Your Heart, it's number 17 for the year on WLOL's Countdown 89. Hey, don't forget that as soon as our countdown is over, it's the Maximum Music Montage, a Twin Cities favorite, featuring 28 years of hits in just 45 minutes. So get those tape recorders ready. That follows our number one song of the year, which is on the way. Meanwhile, we're at number 16. What do you do if you're a young rapper who has written 2 top 5 hits for Tone Loc, but haven't been able to bust through on his own? Well, you just bust through, like Young MC did with Bust a Move on Countdown 89.
Bust it.
Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL, Young MC busting a move on the number 16 slot for the year. That's Bust a Move on Countdown 89. Well, one of the most eagerly awaited moments in music came as Madonna premiered the video for our number 15 song. It showed right after the Cosby Show, and millions were surprised to see Madonna with brown hair. And Pepsi was even more surprised when complaints from the church caused them to pull their sponsorship. Madonna keeps her controversial career headed straight ahead with song number 15, Like a Prayer, on Countdown 89. Nonstop Music, 99.5 WLOL, Madonna, and the song that premiered to the Twin Cities here on WLOL, Like a Prayer, at number 15 on Countdown 89. I'm John Drew. We're live at the Hyatt in downtown Minneapolis. A huge party going on here. And some major fun action happening out around town with our famed personalities. These guys know how to party. How about JJ Fly and Norma Jeans? JJ.
John Drew, you're sounding fantastic tonight. You and Denny Schaefer. What a tag team combo. Have you ever thought about the WWF? You call yourselves the Mad Marauders or something like that. We're at Norma Jeans tonight, 26th and 26th in South Minneapolis, bringing in the new year.
We've reached number 14 on Countdown 89. What would be even bigger than having your first number one record ever? Well, the artist who does our 14th biggest hit of the year says that going to number one didn't even come close to the thrill of giving birth to her first child. Ouch. Which she did the same week, by the way, she had her very first number one song. She's Nana Cherry, and her number one record was the hip-hoppin' Buffalo Stance. It's at number 14 for the year on 99.5 WLOL's Countdown 89.
Looking good today, he's looking good in every way.
Non-stop music, 99.5 WLOL. Nana Cherry hanging in a Buffalo Stance at number 14 as we head towards the top 10 songs of 1989 on Countdown 89. But first, it's number 13. What would a year be without our own resident music guru, His Royal Badness, Prince? Only in 1989, it would be more like His Royal Batness, as he provided the music for the biggest movie of the year, maybe of the decade, Batman, starring Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, and Prince's current flame, Kim Basinger. Here's his biggest hit, the quirky bat dance featuring dialogue from the movie. It's number 13 on WLOL's Countdown 89.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Stop. Non-stop music, 99.5 WLOL, the Purple Man, it's Prince with Bat Dance, unlucky number 13 in our survey for the year's biggest hits, Countdown 89. Hey, if you're out partying tonight, as a lot of us are, having a great time. If you have a little bit too much, remember the number for SoberCab is 588-2771. WLOL proud again this year to work with SoberCab on New Year's Eve. So remember, if you drink, don't drive, okay? Call them. It's absolutely free. SoberCab at 588-2771. Well, before 1989, the only people who had heard of this band might have been their families. Most people have now heard of them. They're Lovin' Rockets, and they have the 12th biggest song of the year. So Alive on WLOL's Countdown 89. Non-stop music, 99.5, WLOL, Lovin' Rockets with the 12th biggest song of the year, that's So Alive on Countdown 89. Well, Richard Marx has had a couple of great years in a row, but when he was at Riverfest in St. Paul this year, he didn't have his best night. See, he was singing our number 11 song and a bug flew into his mouth. Richard made it through the song barely without cacking, but he now remembers that why he hates to perform outside, moths and things, and he's got that light coming out from his mouth. He's like a walking Coleman. Song number 11 for 1989. It's Richard Marx, right here waiting on Countdown 89. Non-stop music, 99.5 WLOL. Richard Marx, biggest hit of 89, right here waiting at number 11 on Countdown 89. The top 99 and a half songs of 1989 are determined through your record sales, your request, and Twin Cities airplay. And we break into the top 10 for 1989 with Milli Vanilli. They make four appearances on our countdown, and two of them are in the top 10. Here's their first, which means they'll be back again. At number 10 for 1989, Milli Vanilli, Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You on Countdown 89. Non-stop music, 99.5 WLOL. We're into the top 10 for the year. We started out with Milli Vanilli. They gave us Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You at number 10 on Countdown 89. The party rages on. Live from the Hyatt in downtown Minneapolis, I'm John Drew. We get close, about 20 minutes away now from 1990 and a brand new decade. And the party rages on all over town. Our own Chris O'Connor is at the Heartthrob Cafe in downtown St. Paul. Chris, baby, let me have it.
Gosh, John Drew! This is absolutely wild in downtown St. Paul. We're at the Heartthrob. Midnight is moments away as we kiss the 80s goodbye.
We started out with song number 9. We're into the top 10, kids. It's Paula Abdul on Countdown 89.
Hey, baby, you got to remember.
Non-stop music, 99.5 WLOL, Paula Abdul with a song that was written right here in the Twin Cities, Forever Your Girl, her first of two entries in the top 10. That's number 9 on Countdown 89. And as we stop in at number 8, we have the highest charting song from the band that put more songs on our countdown this year than any other. It's the New Kids on the Block. Their biggest hit of the year is number 8 for 1989. You got it, the right stuff. Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL. New Kids take up the number 8 spot on the block with You Got It, the Right Stuff on the Twin Cities official New Year's Eve countdown, Countdown 89. Hey, don't forget that as soon as our countdown is over, it's the Maximum Music Montage. We get calls months in advance for this thing. We're going to have it right after our number 1 song of the year featuring 28 years of hits in just 45 minutes. So get those recorders ready. We move on to number 7. When Steve Perry decided the Journey was officially broken up, Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain had not decided it was. They said that if Steve wanted to leave, that was fine with them. But they were left without a lead singer. Jonathan racked his brain and remembered that his friend from his first band, The Babies, and then they called up John Waite, who had his first number one hit solo, of course, with Missing You. He told them that he'd love to join up and Bad English was born. They had the number 7 song of the year, Bad English, When I See You Smile, on WLOL's Countdown 89.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through. Smile.
Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL. That is John Waite, Neil Sean, and Jonathan Cain, better known as Bad English, who spent quite a bit of time at the Solid Gold nightclub when they toured here this year. And they're at number 7 for the year, When I See You Smile, on Countdown 89. I'm John Drew. We're live at the High Regency in downtown Minneapolis. We have had a lot of fun tonight. We're just getting kind of toward that climactic peak of the evening. You know what's going to happen. We're going to magically turn the 80s into the 90s. That's just moments away. We'll check in with all our people out around town, too. Of course, Kelly Fox is at Hot Shots in Burnsville. Our own Chris O'Connor is at the Heartthrob in downtown St. Paul. And J.J. Fly at Norma Jean's in Minneapolis at 26th and 26th. We'll be checking in with all of them as we count it down to a brand new decade, a brand new start in 1990 with the Twin Cities. And don't forget, right after that, we come back with the 6 biggest songs of 1989. And what a decade it was, too, musically. A lot of great music coming out. We want to remind you, too, at this point, everybody in town is out partying tonight, having a good time. Of course, it is New Year's Eve, a traditional party night for everybody in town. But when you are out partying this New Year's Eve, we ask that you show a little maturity, have a great time, do what you want, party, have a great time. But if you have something to drink and you're a little bit too far gone, you just call that sober cab. It's real easy. 588-2771. Once again this year, WLOL is proud to work with Sober Cabs on New Year's Eve. It's absolutely free. We do not want you to drink and drive. Have a great time. Party your brains out. But call that Sober Cab when the night's over. 588-2771. Our own Denny Schaefer, some of our staffers on hand this evening, having a great time. Denny, you got acclimated to the countdown. Do you have a good time?
I'm having a great time. The Hyatt, they're just taking care of us. It's so fun just to be here.
I want to ask Denny to do something for me right now. Make both your eyes go in the same direction right now.
Ready? Go!
Nice try, Denny, but you've been out introducing the bands. We have 3 different bands here tonight. They're doing a hot job, aren't they?
That's right. We have the Rockin' Hollywoods, we have the Wolverines, and we have the Two True Band featuring Mary Jane Alm. Everybody's having a great time. I just hope everybody has a safe and happy 1990.
I want Denny Schaefer!
We have Chicks to talk to. Hi, what's your name?
2 minutes.
Diane,
where are you from?
I want his load.
Oh, my God. A Denny Schaefer fan here in the crowd. Hi, what's your name?
Jenny.
Jennifer, who do you want to say hi to?
John Drew.
And Irv. Irv the Wonder Dog on this New Year's Eve. I want to wish all of you. Of course, we have people here from the Twin Cities all over as we approach that countdown to 1990. A brand new decade is not far away.
Can I say hi to something really close?
You sure?
You know, I usually don't do this, but I just want to say hi to Craig and Lindsay. The Chuckers and Lindsay, they're the best.
Of course, Sean and Quim and Lindsay Cutright back to the station as we got 1 minute away. We're 1 minute away.
We are 1 minute away.
We have a brand new decade on the way. Let's check in. All around the Twin Cities, we have got our people out and about partying. Chris O'Connor. Chris, are you there, buddy?
Oh, John Drew, this is absolutely wild in downtown St. Paul.
1 minute.
We are at the Heartthrob getting absolutely nuts. St. Paul is turning to party right now, I tell you.
checking with Kelly Fox. How you doing, Kelly?
45
it's
seconds.
It's wild. It's crazy.
And, of course, our own J.J. Fly is at Norma Jean's. J.J., you're live.
Norma Jean's is going crazy with less than a minute to go.
$1,000
is going to be dropping on the floor at midnight tonight at Norma Jean's.
30 seconds, kids. 30 seconds to a brand new decade, a brand new start. And let's all, by the way, wish good luck to our Minnesota Vikings next week as they
forward
what could be the first enrollment of Minnesota in the first year of the night.
Could be. It's going to be big, John.
15 seconds.
Away.
20 seconds.
Give us the 10 count, Herb.
10 seconds. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3, 2, 1.
1990! Get over here. Say hello. Say hello to the 90s, baby.
1990 is here. And Denny Schaefer is sitting on the hood of it with his head always just strange. JJ, it must be New Year's where you are. He's getting slobbered upon.
It's a kissing frenzy. This reminds me of my basement. No, I'm kidding. This is absolutely fantastic. Dougie Fresh.
Here comes the money.
It's $1,000 coming down from the ceiling at Norma Jean's. Oh, my God, the humanity.
Chris O'Connor, of course, just brought the new year into St. Paul. Chris, how you doing over there, buddy? He can't even hear. They are really tearing it up.
Absolutely insane, John Drew. This is St. Paul bringing in a brand new decade in 1990. Kissing the 80s goodbye. Let's head on down to Kelly Fox down in Mansfield. Happy New Year, Kelly!
Kelly is what they call New Year's Eve occupied. She's in a lip lock. And we'll check back, but Happy New Year's, Twin Cities, from all of us.
Oh, John, this is great. This is so great.
Isn't it big?
This is our first New Year's Eve together.
It's, well, no.
It's our first.
Bring your socks back to the station line.
Well, we don't want to talk about that.
We continue on with a countdown. We have brought in the new year, a new decade, and WLOL rolls them toward the number one song of the year. Thank you, Denny.
Oh, my goodness. What's it going to be, John?
We're down to number six.
We got some room here. We got time to go.
One of the most critically acclaimed albums of the year was The Raw and the Cooked by Fine Young Cannibals, but the record company almost never even released it. Though no minds, executives at the company thought it was too weird that the public just plain wouldn't like it. Well, just before that decision was made, the executives who would have put it on the shelf were replaced. The record company released The Raw and the Cooked and the Fine Young Cannibals at the sixth biggest song of 1989.
Hey, you know, John, this is one of my favorite tunes.
Oh, yeah. She drives
me crazy.
It's number six on Countdown 89. Music, 99.5, WLOL, Roland Gift, and the Fine Young Cannibal. She Drives Me Crazy. It's the sixth biggest song of the year on Countdown 89. The top 99 and a half songs of 89 are determined through record sales, your request, and Twin Cities airplay. We've reached number five. It's not easy for a band when they start their career with an album named like Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinking Rich. But the California band, Warrant, managed to escape the silly album name. They have the biggest power ballad of 1989. At number five, here's Warrant's Heaven on Countdown 89.
Got a picture of your house. Yeah.
Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL. Warrant cranks out the fifth biggest song of the year with Heaven on Countdown 89. I'm John Drew, live at the Hyatt. We're at number four. Here's the biggest hit from Sweden since Abba did SOS. Pear and Marie Roxette has spent 2 weeks at number one this spring. It's the number four song for the year. Roxette's The Look on WLOL's Countdown 89. Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL. The biggest hit from Roxette is also the fourth biggest song of 1989. That's The Look on Countdown 89. Our number three song of 89 will be remembered as one of the most touching songs. Mike Rutherford's dad died shortly before his last young baby was born, and his dad never got to see his grandson. Mike wrote a song about... Nonstop Music 99.5 WLOL, Mike and the Mechanics, The Living Years, the number three song of 1989 on Countdown 89. Hey, if you're out partying tonight and you have a little bit too much to drink, like a lot of us did, remember Sober Cab is there absolutely free. 588-2771. LOL proud again this year to team up with Sober Cab to get you home on New Year's Eve. Remember, if you drink too much, don't drive. Sober Cab will get you there absolutely free from any public place. 588-2771. We're on to the number two song for 1989. Well, she almost did it. Four top five hits for the year. Almost earned Paula Abdul the award as the best new artist of 1989. Unfortunately, one group went one better. Here she is at number two for 1989. Paula Abdul, it's Straight Up on WLOL's Countdown 89. Stop Music 99.5 WLOL. There it is, the number two song of the year. Paula Abdul's Straight Up on Countdown 89. Now, we always tell you this is the top 99 and a half songs of 1989, and we mean it, 99 and a half songs. So here's our half song. It comes to us from Jive Bunny and the Mixmasters. Before we get to our number one song of the year, we'll hear Swing the Mood on WLOL. WLOL, there it is, our half song of the year from Jive Buddy and the Mixmasters. It's Swing the Mood. We've reached that point we've all been waiting for. Into the 1990s with our number one song of 1989. Here it is. It's from one of the two most successful new groups of the year. The number one song comes from an album with four monster hits and shows no signs of ever slowing up. The number one song of 1989 belongs to Milli Vanilli. It's Girl, You Know It's True. Stop Music, 99.5 WLOL. There you have it, the number one song of 1989. It belongs to Milli Vanilli and Girl, You Know It's True. Another edition of the Countdown has gone by the way as we enter a brand new decade. And I want to take time now to thank everybody that helped out in our broadcast. Countdown 89 was produced by Catherine Kane and Greg Swedberg and Denny Schaefer, also written by those neat dudes, and actually produced by Charlie Quinn and Lynn.